Now what you got to do is you got to solve the issue, settling the conversation of lockdown Bob Rule.
Uh-huh.
If you notice now, everybody's having a fit. I can't go outside. But then the people who say don't go outside, there's a lot of winos in California. You know, they say don't go outside. You catch them at the whorehouse, the titty club, drinking wine or whatever they do.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty ridiculous what they do. They tell you to do one thing, and then they do something else. Kind of like preachers these days, ain't it? They get caught in the hotel room telling doing what they told you not to do. So that's what's happening now, and the people are starting to get anxious with this. There's something about starving to death that humans just don't really aren't fond of. I don't quite understand it, but they've got themselves in this soup now to where they can't live. And they can't, and they don't got the corona, or they do got the corona, or they don't have the corona, and they can't go to work, and their kids are school, and mama did, and papa did, and mama did, and daddy died young. So there's nothing they can do. They're locked out. Only in the Democrat strongholds, if you notice.
Yeah. Yep.
They lock everything down, and more people die anyway. That's because this is 5G. This is what we said way back then. Don't go quoting us now, good Lord Jesus, don't go quoting us, but this is what's happening. Despite their very best Fauci fucked up efforts, more people are dying a day, now it's 3,800, now more people are dying per day now than they did after all this PPP or PPE or DDB, something, personal protective, whatever this. The mask and the shits and the tits and the lips and the dits, all that stuff.
Right.
Despite everything, it's worse now than it was.
Good.
So academia.
What do I work on?
No. You got to isolate it first. You haven't given a prognosis. How are you going to doctor when you don't know the prognosis? You got to look at the prognosis. What's happening?
I sent an article called Loaded for Guccifer 2.0, which apparently is a book, and a chapter is how the FBI hid their Russia special, in quotes. And it's about 324something.com. What's the exact thing? 324mail.com. It looks like the emailing structure for Russiagate. Anti-Trump gate by Hillary Clinton and that. Is that correct? I just scanned this article. 3-2.
Yeah, no. You're talking about Cozy Bear, Bob. Come on now. Cozy Bear. There's two parts. There's Fancy Bear and there's Cozy Bear. And Guccifer is a person. Okay,
yeah,
you know that?
I know that. Yeah. But who did you say? Empty Bear?
There's Fancy Bear and Cozy Bear.
And they're part of the Hillary Clinton Wiener network?
No, he was in jail, and he hacked into her with gossamer wings.
Yeah.
The email.
So he found the email and released it to people.
Yeah. And he's in jail.
And he did it? Yeah, because he did that? Or he already was in jail?
He was already in jail. He did it from jail. Nah. How about that?
Did he do it? Is 324mail.com what he did it through?
No.
Is 324mail something that Congress knows about?
It's an app.
It's an app.
Fancy Bear is an app.
And what is Cozy Bear? Something else?
Another app.
Right. And what were these apps used for? And what's this article getting at?
It supposedly represented itself as Russian intelligence community as a group of hackers that could then connect to this thing, but it wasn't them at all. It was he.
What'd you just say, last words? It wasn't them. It was he.
He. Marcel Lazar Leho.
Yeah, that's Guccifer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So in the list, they have your company, Amazon. 54.227 IP, There's also in the third position MCI Communication Services 63.96, da da da. But in the middle it says Bob's Network.
Yeah.
Now, is this a reference to the tech body?
No, to you, Bob.
Yeah, and it's some network that I was in the mix of, this Cozy Bear, Fancy Bear, and Bob's Network.
And Blumenthal to Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Sidney Blumenthal?
Yes.
Yeah. And Bob, that was another part of it. So, so is this part of Bob's Network is stuff that I'm doing that I prefer not to know about? I don't have an awareness of it.
Don't tell anybody because you're trying to prop up the cybersecurity, but you can't prop up cybersecurity with hacks, Bob.
Right, and I was trying to. Bob's Network is something in the loop that was used now to hack national security.
Okay, the one you need to check with, if you can look this up, is Cynthia McFadden. If you can do
she's
that,
she's a journalist. Isn't she the journalist?
Yeah, but she got some of the stuff we can't talk about because this has nothing to do with Bucharest. It's supposed to, but it does not.
What's Bucharest? That's the present.
The country.
Yeah, they're in the news right to yesterday. The guy went authoritarian or something.
Yeah,
Orland.
Don't tell nobody. Don't tell
is that
nobody.
In reaction to the hack?
You're talking too much.
I know. It's all right. None of this is going to be broadcast. It's not going to be broadcast. So Cynthia McFadden, okay.
Lazar, then.
What about Lazar?
You're fixing to find out.
Right, Cynthia McFadden, American television journalist. She is working for NBC. She was an anchor. She's in the mix of Bob's Network?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's the everybody knows. Now you've gone silly on us. Of course, Bob.
Okay,
like,
but these
the queen
people.
Mother, did the queen mother live in Windsor Castle?
No, wait a minute. Are these people, is she another person Ion is leaking information to, putting documents on her nightstand?
No, we don't like her. We don't like her.
She has information. She has information that she's withholding so to disadvantage Trump?
It won't work out good.
All right. For Trump or for her?
Either.
Okay,
it's a non-sequitur. So what you say is it's a distraction. Who cares?
Right, but what's it got to do with Bob's Network?
Well, you're not saying that. That's the key. That's the Osterham key, but don't tell Bert. Yeah. He'll be all up in your Kool-Aid.
Right. Now,
we're trying to make him not be so number one-ish.
Okay.
So
right.
We're going to have to kill his number one ship. We're going to have to get his number one ship so he won't be so far ahead of everybody else. But he gets stuff other people don't get. We don't understand it. It's crazy. It's crazy, Bob. It's crazy.
Yeah, so the national security that's been hacked, national security network, does that include the echelon network between New Zealand, Canada, United States, Britain, and somebody else?
Yeah,
Australia or something?
It's fictitious. Those connections aren't based on anything. They're valid. They're just not based on anything.
And echelon is a real connected network, but it's not useful.
Yes. Well, no, it's not useful in the connections or the constructs that you provided. It's bigger than those limited conditions.
Okay, so Bob's network is not part of the tech body, but it's part of Bob's infiltration of
the Osterham.
It's the key. So is Trump aware of Bob's network?
He most certainly is scared of it. He's more scared of it than he is Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Is that Is that what Sydney means? Is Bob going to help us? Does Sydney know about Bob's network?
She knows about the, she and Bert knows about the Oscar Hammond TV, yes.
Right. On September 21st, 2019, ION talked about something. No, I have to look it up.
Allegedly, we probably didn't talk about anything. You're probably just making shit up again, Bob. It's allegedly. Talked about something. You're so clever. Aren't you clever, you?
There it is. On September 20th, Madeline listened to the content of that show, and she wrote, posted, in the exegesis of the keys with Ion and the A-team, that was Carolyn and Ginny, and Greg and me, I guess, in that exegesis, yeah, we used to analyze the keys. Greg would read them in the angel language. Ion explains that the 10th key is regarding the settling, that's in quotes, when everybody's cross, and it's time to, quote, big letters, release the Kraken.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't seen this, count. And so here's Ion using a word that what's-her-name's going to use a year later, Sydney Powell.
Yeah.
Did you plant that in there for us to notice the Kraken was used by you?
No,
first?
It's not planted. It's not planted. We told her what to call the program. Kraken is a program, Bob. That's
so
what
she
that
was
key,
listening.
That's what that key invokes.
Right. And did
Carolyn,
she hear
you'll
that?
You have to ask Carolyn. Carolyn says that these things are powerful, Bob. They're powerful. They're like my magnesium. They make them move you, Bob. My magnesium will move you. Well, our keys will move you, Bob. We promise they will.
Was this said on September 21st, 2019, over a year ago, because Sydney was listening to our show?
No. She only made reference to because she found out that was what we told her was the name of the program, Bob. Come on now. We're setting the vertical and the horizontal. Come on.
Were you telling her on September 21st? Was she listening or it showed up in the nightstand as a term later?
Nightstand way later. She was busy doing other stuff. She was after them monies. D-E-M, them monies.
Yeah. Why did you announce this way back then?
Because somebody, we don't hide shit. We tell everybody. Be still. We'll tell them.
What did you mean
around,
by the Kraken?
Go around. Go. The program of the Kraken released the Kraken. That's what was going to unfold. That's what was going to occur. That's what was going to happen. And now you're damn surprised. That's what's hysterical to us.
Okay. What is, does it refer to the hacking? Does it refer to 324? Does it reveal to everything
that's
happened to Trump? Does it refer to the Thompson Quadrant?
Just ask Carol.
Yeah, I know. I know what how Sydney uses it. But what's ION mean by it?
The same thing. And we told her that's what it was. She would have never figured out that the Kraken was the program that they used to fix the fucking election.
Oh, hey, Carolyn. That's what you mean that.
Yeah.
You knew that the Dominion software, the whole rigging and cheating was called the Kraken by somebody.
The program is called the Kraken.
Oh, okay. It's a particular program. So that comes to the
it'd
next
be,
question.
Oh, there's
it'd
another
be,
question
be
after
what?
That.
Yeah, listen.
There's
it
another
would be
question
what?
After that. Wow.
What did you just start to say? It would be?
Hell no.
It
no,
would be,
no.
You started to say, Kraken
oh,
would be
no.
What?
The key, no eye, no eye.
Well, you started to say it.
Yeah, no. Oh, if ifs and buts was candy and nuts, it'd be Christmas every day, Bob.
You started to say it. Oh, why did you stop?
Because we're tired of getting yelled at, Bob. We've had enough.
Shut up.
That was fun. Okay, carry on, our wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done.
You're, in a way, sabotaging my part of the
things happen, Bob.
Session.
Shit,
why are you sabotaging
happens,
my part?
Too much Remag will make it run down your leg, Bob.
Are you upset with me?
No, we were never upset. If we were upset with you, you'd feel it. We'd know how to get you. We'd give you some orange juice in Los Angeles.
So what are you acting silly for in my session?
No, we're not. We're actually being very poignant. Poignant. We don't know what it means, but we're being poignant.
Does Sydney understand completely what happened in the election?
Yes.
Is she correct in what she understood? Yeah,
yes,
is she correct what happened?
We told her what you said, and she said, oh. And so she says, okay. She says, is this the way I perceive? We said, yes. And she said, is that what Bob says? And we said, absolutely, because Bob's in charge. He said, okay. She said, who's paying the bill? We said, Bob. She said, okay, I'm your man. And then we never hit the ground fence.
Well, is she going to get anywhere with what she knows in the courts? Can't say, can you?
Yeah. Can't say. Let's see. What does that work out to? We can say, but it hasn't quite been settled yet because let's say it this way. We're not presently going to say exactly because we don't want to give too much room because you have counterpart. You have the entire tech body who is raging and getting more power every day, so much so that they could take over all of ION, all of us. They could take us over. Then you're lost. So to give that specific level tiered of information might tip their hand as well. So let's say we can do this the correct way. Bob, the things that you know when you were trying to solve the riddle regarding the vile judgment, do you remember that? Don't say nothing.
Yes.
Just say, pretend like you do. We know you don't. But look at the vile judgment. And there was a line, a list of them. Fifth one of the vile judgment will give the example of how this is going to play out, what's going to happen. And this is how that's going to go. Now, is that a plus or a minus? We didn't say. See, is Sydney going to win or is Sydney going to lose? We didn't say. It really doesn't matter. But it has everything to do with the fifth of the vile judgment.
I think that was the dark one, wasn't it?
You can look it out. You're really smart.
I think it's the dark one.
Did we mention how smart you are? You're very smart.
Yeah. Okay.
You really are. We like you.
I don't.
You're almost as smart. You're almost as smart as Thompson.
I'm not that smart.
That's true. That's true. We said almost.
Yeah. So,
right up there with Jim Cramer, are you?
All this talk about Sydney Powell, we don't broadcast, about what she knows and what she doesn't know, right? We're not going to broadcast.
Why not?
Right?
We don't care.
No.
You can play it.
No.
We don't care. You use
it's
your
too
best
confused judgment. With your comment.
You use your very best judgment. We'll go with it. It's all good.
And if I set a record, Carol, I'm going to try go through this whole thing and find no sound bite. Create no sound bite.
Well, if you keep asking questions like you've been asking questions, we can promise you right now you're going to be sound bite-less. I promise you, because it's getting hot. Here's what's happening, really, really, really. You might be able to play this. You're getting it hot, meaning everything is coming up to the end. Do you know Magnum P.I.? Do you know who Tom Selleck is? Okay,
yeah.
Everything of Magnum P.I., he's in Hawaii, he's running around in somebody else's Ferraro, Geraldine Ferraro, he's running around in somebody else's Ferraro trying to solve these little issues that come up, that he causes, that he's seeing about, that he's going to find out. He's running around without his shirt on, only he has a little more hair. Well, no, I don't know about hair, but his hair's darker. He's got darker hair. He's got all hair high and tight, running around. You could do some pull-ups. It wouldn't hurt you damn, man. Do a little something, Bob. Damn. You do a little something. But anyway, so he runs around trying to solve these mysteries, these issues, these problematic things. And so that's what this turns into. that there's a problem. It's, but by the end of this end of the show, it's going to get solved, and he's going to get the girl, and he's going to be happy. He's going to go to the beach. He's going to swim a little. He's going to fix his little hair and put dirt in his hair. He's going to be happy, and he's going to go wash his shoes, and he's going to come home and put the key in the shoe, and everything will be good. And we'll do it again tomorrow. You know, Magnum P.I.
Okay. That was a show anticipating me.
Yeah. It shows you how you do. You solve the you have a problem. You acknowledge the problem. You solve the problem. Then you come back and then you get the girl, go to the beach, wash your hair, put dirt in your hair, swim, come home, wash your shoes, put the key in the shoe, and you're home.
Yeah.
Like that, every day, except for Tuesday.
Yeah. Is, right. Is William Barr a deep state the way Jeremy Prather says he's deep state? Was he deep state?
Jeremy Prather has no clue. No, Jeremy Prather has no clue. William Barr is faithful as today, is as faithful to Donald J. Trump as he was when he was tapped to be the sitting AG then.
It was appropriate for what was coming that he stepped down so he can be more effective for Trump?
He's no longer the sitting Attorney General for the United States of America. So now he can, without divisive rebuke, give information and or legal prowess to Donald J. Trump without nullifying his job as the AG of the United States of Merck.
Right. Did he go in there and become Attorney General so he could look at what Dave Worship would call the computers and find out some secrets that he wouldn't have had access to if he wasn't
really
Attorney
care.
General?
He didn't really care. He doesn't look at things that way. He looks at the big picture. He looks at the bigger picture. He looks at the law. The law is what it applies to. It doesn't matter. There's no goddamn secret that's going to change the law, Bob. But what they use the secret, they use the law about the secrets. He didn't need the secrets. He looked at the law. That's all he's talking about. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts.
And he's going to change the law?
No, he's going to use the law to prove the point. But as the AG, he has to represent the law. He can't argue the law and be the law. See, as the Attorney General, he's the attorney for the government. So he can't use the government against the government. You see?
Yeah, so
he can't be the lawyer for the United States of America and give Trump advice. It's a conflict of interest.
No, I get that. So now he's a private
person.
We're
so happy.
Yeah, he's a private person. So
well,
as of Monday,
he is.
Yeah, he saw that the law was being broken.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to fix.
He fought the law. He fought the law, and the law didn't win.
Right. So he's going to fix that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to see. But, yeah. Mae Brussels seems to think he's going to do okay, so that's all that really matters, eh?
Is he watching this situation? Is she actively involved?
She's having so much
it?
Fun. It's in her notes. She's wondering why you didn't get that book.
Well, Kramer wasn't significant as much as May made out to be, and that was her main point.
Well, it ain't over yet, is it, Diggin?
Nobody what?
It's not over yet, Bob.
Oh, okay.
You don't know
but
that
the,
yet.
She is correct on the Nazi cabal in the Pentagon, Project Paperclip. She was on that early.
That was easy. That's what brought the aliens in, but she was too Jewish to acknowledge the alien condition. She didn't talk about that. It was some fuck up. It's just some fucking Jew Nazi bullshit when it was not Nazis at all. It was aliens.
Well, are the yes. in the hacking? We talked about that. The hacking. Mm-hmm. Okay, the way things are going, Biden might become president. But Ian said a year or two, three, 4 years ago, the Dems wouldn't have a president for 37 years. Does that still
correct.
Stand?
Yeah, so far. We're going to see how this flows out. And if he is, it won't be for a second. And if he is for a second, it won't be for a minute. If it is for a minute, it won't last. So if it is, it'll be the end of the means to nullify the office. And you can prove that by saying, see, he can't be president now. So now he is chairman of the office of the president-elect.
Right, but
if you're going to be president, you don't need to be the president of the president-elect.
Your statement there, I missed the first words, something about if the means work out, if the means don't work out.
Yeah. If he could be president, it wouldn't work out. All right? And even in a right world, if he's going to be president, he won't be there but for a second, less than a second.
And if he is
president for a second, he won't be there but for a minute.
Right, and he won't be there because he's going to jail.
Or that it'll be nullified. So you got to see, we're not changing our words now because it doesn't change, but it's looking weird. But then we also said that too. We said every possibility is going to be presented, and it pretty much is right now. President, non-president, up, down, win, lose, constitutional convention, no president, a non-president. I'm the non-president of the United States. Okay, all those things are still working out to be appropriate. Fuck up Kamala actually makes it. It changes everything because it's a very different world when you're doing your income taxes in Ireland and when you're doing your income taxes here in the USA, Bob. It's a very different conversation.
Okay,
so
we got that.
So just saying. But right now, steady the course, everything's as it was, just like that. Many possibilities, everything's up. Trump's the viceroy. Past that, no news.
Right, and the parallel to Trump's the viceroy is the seventh trumpet will stand.
So far. The last trump of God shall stand. Yes.
Right. Okay.
And now soon we're going to start talking. Soon we're going to start talking about lampstands.
Okay. Will Trump get it done by inauguration?
Don't know inauguration. So we'll see.
Yeah, we don't know that one. We don't know.
Inauguration is. We don't know who inauguration. We don't know what inauguration is. And the way the COVID's going, who's going to get to come if they have one? Are they going to drive five cars and blow the horn for what? The Bible's in one car, the preacher's in another car, and the judge's in another car, and somebody else over there, and they're going, I pledge allegiance to Bill O'Reilly and everything he stands for. Is that what they're going to do? Okay, they probably will do that. Maybe they will pledge allegiance to Bill O'Reilly.
You're talking about the inauguration.
No one will be address. Yeah.
What'd you say?
The inauguration address. Come on, picture here.
Nobody will be there?
How can they be there, Bob? The corona's going to be so bad they can't go. There'll be five cars, and the preacher will be in one car, and the Bible will be in another car, and they'll have the thing, and it says, I pledge allegiance to Bill O'Reilly and everything he stands for. That'll be the inauguration. Because they won't be talking about the Constitution. They certainly won't be using that anymore. And so then everybody will be happy for a minute, but it'll be fictitious, and then it won't work, and then it'll be a non-event. We're saying the staged thing has nothing to do with a potential predicated outcome. If Joseph Biden swore on the oath to defend the blue, blue, blah, 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 every day, he still ain't the president.
Hey, Carolyn. A potential predicated outcome. There's many potentials, so it has to be. This outcome has to be potential, and it's predicated mean it's already predetermined, right, Ion?
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of the potential predetermined.
No, it's already worked out. It's completely predicated, but there's many choices up to this point of you choosing the correct crayon to stay in the lines. Everything's fine, Bob, as long as you color within the lines. If you get out of line, you mess up everything. But as long as you color in the lines, no problem.
Yeah, is Trump, when he said last week, well, we'll see what happens next couple of days, implied a lot's going to happen. Was his declassification action today one of the things he was planning on doing?
Okay. Now follow this real close. Ready?
Yep.
No comment.
Right. Now,
now we can't tip it out. Tech Body wants this so bad because they got Los Alamos now, Bob, and we don't. We normally would have that, but for the first time, we don't have Los Alamos. You got much bigger fish in the goddamn ocean than you've ever thought. You're scared of the sharks, but you need to be scared of the whales.
Is the hacking, is the Tech Body the thing that hacked the security setup? No comment.
Of course you know that is, but no comment. How are you going to say that?
Oh, then that would be me. I hacked it.
Yeah.
Okay. Secession. Secession looming by cities and states and everybody else? Or we can't comment?
And does secession have anything to do with nuclear radiation, Bob?
No. I don't think so.
Uh-oh. SpaghettiOs.
Okay. All right.
Uh-oh.
The 230 Google rule. That
now,
stands.
This part, fuck that. It doesn't make a difference. Make it be 10 times. Sue them all. Kill them all. Do them all. Disband the Google. You've let it go. It's too far down the rabbit hole. TechBody's got Google. So close it down. It doesn't make any difference. They're going to let you have what we want you to have.
People or Bob?
No difference.
You know, people?
No difference.
Bob's.
No difference.
So the 230
can't be a
rule.
Difference, Bob. Can't be a difference. That doesn't matter. 230 no longer matters. That's what you do to people that are honest. That's what you do to people who are trying to follow the rules. 230 doesn't make any difference anymore because we're going to leak everything. We're going to tell everything. We're going to show everything. And fuck one goat and see what we do. Yeah, it's over, Bob. That's all past. You can say what you want to. It makes no difference.
Okay. Jeffrey Epstein did not survive transition. He was murdered, and that was that, right? He got removed.
What did we say about it, Bob? We said about it.
I know what you said, but there are rumors that he's alive. That's not true.
No. He's still around.
Did he fake his death?
No.
He's around.
Stop. He's around, but he's not in the physical. That's the way to say it.
Okay. Right. Okay. Sidney Powell's penumbral eclipse. Has that happened yet?
It's happening now, isn't it?
Is this the eclipse of her effort to do something on behalf of
the
Trump?
The lunar eclipse. Was things when is the lunar eclipse, Bob?
The 22nd.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that'd be a good place to look.
Yeah, and that's when she's going to be affected by it or get results from it.
That's such ambivalent questions.
Well, has the flip affect her? Yes, it affects everybody. It affects everybody.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Of course.
Why did you say Calvinism and reincarnation? Reincarnation was fit into Calvinism. And you said one member of the Church of England. Is the Queen the only member of the Church of England?
The king, not the queen.
It has to be a king?
No, it was a king. So.
Yeah, King Henry VIII.
Okay.
Is he the only member ever of the Church of England?
Yeah.
So it was a fake church to counter the Vatican and just meant people be book readers. It was a church of book reading. And the religious part was occupied only by one person, Henry VIII. So is Queen Elizabeth the member of the Church of England?
Yeah, but she didn't pay her tithes. So.
She what?
Did not pay her tithes.
Right, and so there's no content in the Church of England. It's a ruse.
That's right. There's no content in the church anywhere anymore. They've all lost. That's why you don't have to compete. That's why the Herbert W. Armstrong quadrant, well, it's not even a quadrant, but body or office, holy orifice, is closed because it doesn't matter. Nobody does it anymore.
Right, but the there were no members of the Church of England other than Henry VIII, and the rest of them were pretending to be Protestant, and they were all part of the Stuarts and the Catholics and the hidden victory of the Catholics.
Rittenhouse Square, Bob.
Yeah, that's where things happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Carolyn getting COVID, or is COVID on her cell phone? Am I picking it up from her cell phone?
COVID is on her cell phone. But we don't think we're going to let you get it.
All right.
Unless you want it. Do you want it?
Right. We talked about most of the affidavits in
no,
the...
No. Do you want it? Stop. Do you want it? Do you want it?
No, I've caught it 3 times already.
What, do you want it again?
No. Though I don't want to
make
resist
sure.
It.
Be careful.
Not to...
Be careful what you ask for. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not supposed to resist it.
Yeah, don't resist it, but don't ask for it either.
Yeah, don't resist it, but don't ask for it. Okay.
Correct.
Most of the affidavits, beg your pardon?
Don't request it, yeah.
Yeah. Are most of the affidavits in the Rudy Giuliani hearings, they were true?
Yes, they
all
were.
Yeah, they weren't lying.
Mm-hmm.
Is the effect of Rudy Giuliani, who is recovering from COVID, he's okay?
He's great. Yeah, no problem.
Did he have access to our products? Someone
still does.
Right.
He still does. Look how good he looks. He's starting to, he was looking old and feeble and falling out. Now he's starting to look good. He's got a little pizzazz.
Right. Are Americans more and more following the fallout from Rudy's hearings and other hearings that are going on? Is it accumulating into a general majority view that the election was fraudulent?
To 77 million Americans, yes. To everybody else, fuck no.
Right. We did Aristotle and Plato's Lost Writings. We did that.
Yeah.
The vaccine that is injected in the British woman and a 90-year-old man, and maybe now here in America, is that from Moderna? Which company made this vaccine that we're using right now?
Moderna. Moderna is just coming out today. It's not even out yet.
So who put
Remember
up the
we
one
went
we're using?
Through, stop. We went through all this, and we listed all the names, the AstraZeneca, and we did the Oxford one. We did all the different ones, and they weren't in order, and we mixed them all up, and you're like, Ion, you didn't say anything, but you're like, Ion, you listed like everybody. You listed every fucking vaccine from all these different companies. And none of them were there. Now all of them are here. So which one was it? It was all of them. See? So that's good.
I missed what you said. Did you say when you listed them a few weeks ago, none of them were visible?
They weren't a vaccine yet. They were the ones working on the vaccine.
Right.
So which ones were going to present an act vaccine? And we ended up saying all of them. And that was silly because all of them wouldn't come up with a vaccine. But now 3 of them have been approved for fast-track FDA, fuck me hard, and watermelon
But
egg.
The one that was injected into the British people, the old guy and Mrs.
AstraZeneca.
So they were the first to be used.
Presently, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Our polymerase condition, that's not been discussed yet, right? That's for another time.
Yeah, that's another time.
Tumor scan parts of the cell. All right, we haven't done the parts of the cell matched with the 12 tribes. We haven't done that yet, right?
No, but that, then Pfizer's not going to get credit for that either, but it's coming.
Okay. Any news about the eight monoliths, which are being found around, I think, seen in different parts of the world, not on the 33rd parallel, but they are on the 33rd parallel, or are they being
moved? The only ones that are valid, the only ones that are valid are ones on the 33rd parallel, but we're going to make them be seen everywhere so that they can say, ah, this is nothing, ah, this ain't nothing. It's some Easter Island bullshit, some booty motherfucker, something. We're going to make it where it's a non sequitur.
Right. So when it's shown, what are people seeing when they see one that is not one? It's not on the 33rd parallel, it's somewhere else. And
well,
they bump into them.
Sometimes they bump into them and can't see them. You see.
Yeah, but they feel them when they bump into them?
They do.
And can't see them. And
most everybody that's around them very long that is sincerely around one, they get an incredible, we don't know what it is. It's called, my Karen would know, but she's gone. It's a migraine headache.
They get a headache.
Migraine headache. It's like a bad migraine headache.
Right. Now, they've seen people cart them off. What were they removing?
Nothing. They weren't removing anything.
They made fake videos?
I guess, yeah. Whatever you call it.
And we did answer the question.
They go about 10,000 feet into the ground, so pulling that up might be troublesome.
Yeah. Now, is there anything you'd like to say?
Like Macron. It's like Macron. He ain't going to last long, Bob.
Is he going to die from the virus?
He's got it. Mm-hmm. He told you the other day. No, we told you the other day about Macron. Why not? Me ain't probably going to make it.
Because he doesn't have our stuff. He doesn't know about it, right?
Well, he's an asshole. He's an idiot. And he is divisively trying to support the European Union, which is doomed to fall. So why not? He can go sit up with Miss Lagarde.
Right. Now, QAnon, I think, predicted many military tribunals around Washington. Is that happening yet? Has that started?
No, we don't even know what that means. It probably will, but in stroke of everything else that's going on, you won't notice. See, maybe. We're not arguing your point. We're not arguing your point, but it'll become such a non sequitur in the bigger picture, you won't care.
Right.
You won't notice, so that's all.
Military tribunals, Macron. Is Q a person in New Jersey or someplace?
No, he is not in New Jersey.
Not the owner or the father of the main guy at 4chan.
But 4chan, goddamn, that's been out of business forever. No, Bob.
Yeah, 4chan, 8chan. I saw someone, a new article about QAnon, and they suspected it was the guy who created the chans or something. But he's not. Okay, but you originally said it was a bump from the astroplane or other realms. You still hold that
Q is? Oh, yeah. Sure. Because that happens, Bob. And we would say an extension from us, so they won't fuck with us, but they'll fuck with QAnon. Okay, do that. So if Kaylee McEnany's talking about QAnon, she's not talking about us, but she can't talk about Bob. She can't say, well, I just have it on good authority from Dr. Bob Dobbs, Church of Genius, that this is going to happen and they're going to fall and you all are judged and he indeed is the king of the world and we have Ion here to prove the point. Ion, would you like to say a few words? They can't do that. They can't do that. And yes, we have evidentiary blogs from Dr. Carolyn Dean coming from a billboard near you that'll prove the point that she is a really good acquaintance with Bob Neverett.
How did they learn not to speak about me? Did JW tell them not to, or they just understand
Bob,
it's too crazy to talk about?
Bob, who the fuck talks about you now? You're pretty safe, you know?
People talk about me. But not in the mainstream media.
No, you mean not in a swear word sentence. Sentence containing swear words. Yeah, that's right.
Goddamn, Bob, get him off here. He's telling, you're not welcome here. Get out. Don't you talk about that anymore. This is Marshall McLuhan land, not your land. Get out. I don't want anything else. You got to say, you know.
Yeah, you're saying that's how I'm talked about.
Spoken of, yes.
Yeah, spoken of. Now, you've pointed out again that COVID deaths are increasing every day, but we haven't gotten... What? And they have.
And they have, yeah.
Yeah, and they are still COVID-19, COVID-20, not the new swine flu or the real bad stuff.
Correct. You got to shoot them up first, Bob. Come on now, pay attention. You got to shoot them up first. Shoot them up, shoot them up.
Yeah, with the Oxford vaccine.
Oxford and Pfizer and Moderna and Eli Lilly and, you know, Eli Whitney, you need the cotton gin. Get all of them, Bob.
Yeah, so they get shot up, and then the new virus. And then the new virus bacteria comes.
When they get loved up, then the bacterial virus kicks in. And once that kicks in, then there's nothing you can do. So
will it be called a COVID?
No, it'll just be called death, Bob.
Right. And you said the seven trumpets, they can suddenly show up real fast. So we might have nothing happen until March.
That's right. That's true.
The 2021.
That's right. There's no issue. There's no issue. You just kind of follow this lead. Follow the lead. And so don't get caught up. Okay, then do what you want to do.
Yeah, listen. In March 2021, the viral bacterial shows up. These deaths that you're saying will happen in enormous amounts within a week or two, right?
Yeah, leave off a week or two, and yes. They can happen all in a day.
It's going to be huge.
Month. Either way, it's going to be huge, 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 like Donald Trump used to say, huge.
Right. So that'll be obvious. So that's when it'll happen. Okay.
Okay.
JW asks this, people will be sterilized by the vaccine?
Oh, yeah.
For the vaccines? They will be.
Uh-huh.
And that came up by the...
They almost already are now, but who cares? Who cares? Who cares if they're sterile or not? They're not fucking. Why would we be talking about it? That's what Carol was complaining about. Why does it have to be pornographic? It's not pornographic. They're not fucking. They're not
gotcha.
Fucking.
I got that. Now, what are we? We're in the sixth ring, heading towards the seventh ring of the angel diagram. Are we also coming in from the 14th, 13th, and 12th ring towards the 7th?
Yes, and bring that up. And listen, yes, and bring that up. Bring that up with Bert, with us. When you have chatter, you have that conversation. And bring that up with Bert and see if Bert has anything to say about it. And then we'll talk some more about it. But with you and Bert, this may get fun.
All right, that would be during Bert's hour. We do that.
That's fine.
All right. Okay, well, thank you very much, Ion. Very good.
Thank you very much. Happy day. Keep JW alive best you can.
Yeah, we have to do that. All right, thank
happy
you very
day.
Much.